Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The transition from sea to land is one of the most important points in evolutionary history. Jennifer Clack, professor and curator of vertebrate paleontology at the University of Cambridge, explains a discovery that is providing insight into how this transition took place.
The move onto land by vertebrates is one of the major events in evolution. In the late Devonian period, about 365 million years ago, animals with limbs and digits, fingers and toes, called tetrapods, were evolving from their fish ancestors with fins. But the ones we know were predominantly aquatic, and a mass extinction seems to have wiped out most of these early pioneers. For the next 20 million years or so, there is almost no evidence of limbed tetrapods in the fossil record. Very little is known about how, when, or under what circumstances the key transition to land living was made. Exciting finds made over the last few years have changed the picture quite dramatically, from one of sparsity to one of abundance. In southern Scotland, paleontologists have discovered four sites whose ages span this gap in the fossil record. In one, a whole ecosystem changing through time has been revealed in a series of rock beds from a river. A large number of tetrapod fossils have been found from three of these levels. The fossils also include fish, arthropods like millipedes, and plants. At another site, a sequence of vertical strata through this time period has given us tetrapods from five different levels. This new information should provide unprecedented information about the early evolution of life on land. Modern plant groups and modern members of the fish fauna also radiated during this time, and the ecosystems of today were born.
That was Jenny Clack of the University of Cambridge. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
What is a fossil? I'm still asking you.
Fossils are traces,
time-preserved traces of plants and creatures that once lived and grew.